man. I tell you, I couldn't get a room. I had £200 in my pocket. My dad was dead poor. £200 in my pocket. I go to the first hotel. They want £90. I go, oh, Lord, he's bad. So I couldn't find a hotel. So I went down to the beach, and the sand dunes there. It was a beautiful night. And we're going to do that again. Nick Felder's got an idea. We got to go and relive that at the British Open when we go to St. Andrews. Except I get a cup of coffee there. But anyway, the next day I go and try and find a room, and I find a room for 10 shillings and sixpence. There wasn't any curtains in it. The key was so small that when I put the key in the keyhole, the window broke. And honestly, the roof was so low that the mice were hunchbacked. But anyway, I think... insult to injury, I get on the first key, and I'm really pooping myself. I'm so nervous at St. Andrews, the home of golf. I get up, and the starter says, play away, laddie. So I hit this damn little hook, and it tells me, oh, no, man. It hit the out-of-bounds fence and came back in, thank goodness. And I was going to get my tee. You see, we always picked up our tees in those days, and we picked up our opponents as well, because we paid a penny a tee, which is equivalent to probably 20 cents a tee now. Anyway, as I'm walking away, he says, hey, laddie, come here a minute. What's your name? I said, my name's Gary Player, sir. And he says, where are you from? I said, I'm from South Africa. And he says, and what would your handicap be? I said, no, I'm a pro. He says, you're a pro? He says, you must be a hell of a chipper and putter, lady. So I see the guy, I come back 3 years later, and I'm the youngest guy to ever win the British Open. And he sees me, and he slaps his forehead. He says, oh, this is a mirage. he says, in fact, it's a bloody miracle. So I take him in, and I buy him a wee drum, a little whiskey, and we had a good laugh together, because I love to laugh, as you can see. Yeah. And you guys love to laugh. Well done, man. Keep you young. I'm 85 years young. I'll kick your guys' asses in the gym.
How many crunches have you done this morning?
500 this morning.